Blog Talk Radio.
This is Nail Talk Radio. Nailing the world with polished discussions, the latest trends, celebrity makeovers and interviews. The most comprehensive and informative nail show on the web. Now, here's your host for Nail Talk Radio, your industry leaders, Avina and Braden.
Welcome, Nail Pros. I'm your host, Avina, and there is just 1 week till the Best Little Nail Show, Texas.
And welcome. This is Ellen, and I'm sitting in the co-host seat tonight for Braden, who's out at Nail Pro Pasadena with Elaine Watson. He is a celebrity for Nailebrity.
Yes, he is. Well, tonight's guest is Jade Tang, owner and nail artist at JNC Studio. She's got quite a few things going on in her world. She's an administrative post at nailjobs.com, an instructor at Minnesota Salon and Spa Professional Association, and she's here to talk to us tonight about how she has changed her, you know, turned her business around, and she's got some really great tips for you, but we're going to talk about that later on tonight.
And do you have an update on Best Little Nail Show, Texas?
Yes, we're going to tell you about that as well. And, of course, the new MediNail classes and the MediNail Summit.
Okay, well, let's jump right into it. And if you're listening live, grab one of your mobile devices, go to the website, www.nailtalkradio.com, click Nail Chat, log in using one of your social media accounts, and join us in that chat room.
That's right. For sure. All right. So let's see. Cruise news. Ellen, Braden normally talks about this, but NTR's Nail Those Profits at Sea Cruise is January 7th through the 15th, 2017. And we're pretty excited that I can't believe how many we've sold. I think we got about maybe 100 nail techs coming now.
That's great. I know cabins are selling very quickly, and they're not going to have very many seats left or rooms left. So
right.
You better get on. And if you're planning on going on that fun cruise, which will be full of education, visit www.ntratsea.com for more information.
Okay. Well, very good. I believe we've got Braden on the line, and actually normally we have Braden on the line. I'm in the hosting seat, which is also the producing seat. We're going to be taking a call from Braden and find out what's going on in Pasadena. I don't see him there yet, so maybe we'll give him just a few more minutes to call in. It's still early yet. Let's talk a little bit about what's happening at the show.
Well, you've only got a week left before Best Little Nail Show's here, so why don't you tell us what the latest updates are, because I've heard that C&D is doing one of those cut the cord events.
Yes, that's what we heard as well. And, you know, for a lot of you who have, you were in Orlando last year, I think it was the first time they did a cut the cord, which means bring in your old professional LED or UV lamp and they'll trade it in for one of their lamps. So they call it cut the cord. Now, I know that they had a huge turnout for that in Orlando. We saw how many lamps that they took
crazy.
In.
It was crazy. The line for that was just absolutely went. I can't even tell you how long it was, but it was long.
Well, they're going to do one at the Texas show, and I understand they're bringing 800 lamps with them. And I think they've got it all figured out as to how they're going to manage that. And we've got some great things that we've pulled together to help manage the flow of traffic, but I think it's going to be a pretty good experience. It means that a lot more people are going to be in there buying a lot more products. What do you think?
Well, it worked in Orlando.
It did. It definitely worked in Orlando. So we're pretty excited about that. All right. So me too. Well, let's talk about Tech Talk. You know, there's only 20 tickets left for the Tech Talk. That's Associated Nail Professionals. They have partnered with Nails Magazine, Viet Salon Magazine, and of course, Nail Talk Radio for the first ever Tech Talk event where you can meet other nail professionals and share your challenges while helping to elevate the industry.
And there's going to be three very special guests speaking at Tech Talk. Famous Names products, Linda Nordstrom, C&D's Woo-hoo! Jen Arnold, and Tammy Taylor.
Wow. That's pretty big. Three top ladies in the business.
Top. And Doug will be there.
Yep, Doug Shoon will be there. I don't know if he's talking or not, but I know Doug Shoon will be there, and that's a pretty big catch, don't you think, for a first show?
I think it's great, and there's only 20 tickets left, so they can call in tomorrow to secure their seats. I'll give you a number here. It's 1-800-458-2267.
There you go.
And grab those last 20 seats, you guys, because they're going to go fast.
Well, you know what? It's something that I think that you guys should not miss out on because it's the first one ever. We are going to have it at the Willamette Valley Nail Tech event the following weekend, and it's going to be pretty fabulous. I'm going to be the official moderator at that particular event, and there's a lot of great nail technicians that are going to be table facilitators. And what do you think about, two back-to-back, Ellen?
Well, I think it might be interesting to see what we hear from the nail techs in Texas as opposed to Oregon and see if we're hearing similar things. We have to identify problems in order to move forward and make a plan. And I think the fact that we've got, a major trade magazine and Associated Nail Professionals working on this together and Nail mm-hmm. Talk Radio as well, I think we just are going to touch the tip of the iceberg, but mm-hmm. we need to keep going for it and really do what we can do.
Yep, I totally agree with that. All right, so let's see. We're going to take one quick second for a quick break. We'll be right back. We're waiting for Braden to call in, and so it'll be in just a few minutes.
He's lounging in Elaine's pool.
Well,
you know that.
Well,
I heard Dougie's
much...
got a crush on him. So.
Oh, well, he's lost his voice almost, so I don't know how he's going to sound. But, it kind of reminds me of when we're working at the trade shows and how we, you know what I mean? So hold on
I thought it was cute that Elaine said her little dog, Dougie, had a crush on Braden. So he's definitely a dog person. So
yes, he is. And so are you.
Yes, I am.
I have no time for dogs. I've got businesses. That's it. And they eat too a lot. But anyway.
Not mine.
Be right back.
More Nail Talk Radio after this.
LCN will be attending the Best Nail Show Texas, and they are launching BioGlass. And you know what? Nellie Neal, the Pedicure King, will be there demoing LCN's Urea Pedicure line on your tired tootsies. You should stop by the booth and let Nellie rock your socks off. He has, Nellie's known for a big Texas-sized mohawk, I should
mm-hmm.
say. And keeping in the spirit, LCN is offering a basket full the entire Urea line of products to anyone who can show up with a Texas-sized big hair, bigger than Nellie's. So you're going to want to, check out.
I don't think anybody can get their hair bigger than Nellie.
Well, you don't know me very well, do you?
Did you see his picture on Facebook where he's got the hairspray? It was so great.
I did. You're going to want to check out LCN US. Let me tell them where to go find this great contest at LCN USA on their Facebook page. And then you can learn about what the, what the rules and regulations are. But it's going to be a lot of fun. Hold tight. We'll be right back.
You've seen it on the Today Show, all over the web, and now everyone is talking about Dazzle Dry. The Dazzle Dry Quick Dry Nail Polish System takes only 5 minutes to dry rock hard. It's vegan, hyperallergenic, non-yellowing, and strengthens natural nails. No UV LED lamp needed, and most experience 14 days of wear. It's the groundbreaking new gel alternative. See the stunning seasonal collections. Focus your eye on Dazzle Dry. Wet to wow in 5 minutes. Try it now at DazzleDry.com.
All right. Well, that's the first contest that's going on. What's the second one, Ellen?
Well, the other fun Texas themed contest going on with Tracy Sellers Vincent.
Yeah.
Mobile manicurist. She's sponsoring, just for fun, a contest on her company page, the Mobile Manicurist, for the Texas show. And she would love for nail artists to do their nails in a Texas theme and wear them to the show. So they can post their photos in the appropriate section on her page. And we're going to send everyone that enters a little gift. So Tracy is. So she must use the tags. Best Nail Show in TX and the Mobile Manicurist. So that sounds like fun.
Yeah. It's
so
for nail pros.
Be at the show, and it has to be the nail professional, not a client. And they have to be at the show and then post it with the hashtags.
There you go. And I hear she's working with Lauren Wireman this weekend at the Texas show.
At your show, yeah.
Yeah, she'll be there as well. All right. So let's see. What else has been happening? What's been going on? I know you've been too busy to be trolling Facebook to find out anything about updates, but have you any newsworthy mentions?
You know what? You know I've been so busy. I haven't even been near Facebook. Much for the last 2 days, I've been extremely busy working on my home. So I don't have anything to – I know people are getting their fantasy nail arts in the mail.
Right.
I've heard that. So the talk about that for a little bit.
Well, I'm not a judge, but I received one. And let me just tell you, for a person who's never done – an official competition before, I was blown away at the skills of this particular artist who sent her entry in. So I'm collecting them until, you know, the show. I think we have 10, 11, 12, we have 13 entries for
so far.
Our very first one. 13 so far. So, I mean, I don't know how many more we're going to get, but, you know, it's a big challenge to do those 3D competitions. I mean, I'm only done one.
I did a fantasy competition years ago, and I placed pretty well, depending on how – I mean, I think there was like 18 people in the category, and I was happy with where I placed. However, I thought, I don't have time to do this ever again. It takes a lot of time to do that.
Well, I know. I mean, actually, I got corrected. There's 15 who've entered, which is really cool. We're calling them the pros. We're calling them old timers, and then the novices. We're calling them greenhorns. And yeah, well, apparently the terms that are used in nail competitions for the different divisions and categories have been trademarked, so you can't use those. You have to create your own. And so that's why we have those names, but it goes with the theme, and I think it's great. But let me tell you, it's pretty exciting. We've got the Profile Sisters as judges.
Great.
So that's Amy and Tracy. We also have... we have Amy Becker and Allie Baker.
All very qualified to judge that. And these entries are coming from 3D Fanatics, which is Kimberly Haar's Facebook group. And she is part of the sponsorship of this event.
Right. We have Taylor is giving away some products for prizes. And plus, have y'all seen the trophies? They're pink and they're gorgeous and they're shooting stars. Oh, my. I mean, I was like, wow, pretty amazing. But, I know
Kimberly's excited about being a part of this. And she's brought that group so far and we've seen people just grow and grow by being a part of that group. That it's pretty amazing to see it get stepped up. I know she is very excited about being there next weekend.
Yeah, we're very, very excited for her. And we also want to wish her son well, because I understand that he got a lung infection. So she spent the evening in the ER. So we want to wish everybody the best over there. Yeah. All right. So I don't know where Braden is. I mean, he's probably just trying to catch his breath. So let's just go ahead and bring our guest on a little bit early. I hope she's listening. I told her we had a special cue for her, but we're kind of moving it up. So Twa Tang, also known as Jade, is the owner of Jadelicious Nail Creation Studio. And she came to the United States in 2004. She has a love and a passion for fashion, art, and beauty in the industry, and she has been so inspired and motivated to create and expand her own unique nail couture style. So we're very excited about her. She's here with us this evening. She's going to tell us a lot more about what's going on in her world, and she's going to tell us about her failures and her triumphs with customers, but also what inspired her to be as good as her former boss. I love that part. Jade never settled for the basics or for mediocre. So she is going to talk to us now and tell us a little bit more about what's going on. Jade, welcome to Nail Talk Radio. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me. I hope with what I'm going to share today will help all the techs to keep up the good work.
There you go. Absolutely. Well, you came to the U.S. in 2004. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, sure. I came to the U.S. In 2004, running away from the communist oppression to the land of opportunity, being the only one in the family to correctly communicate in English. I had to take care of my mom. I didn't have many options, but to get to work quickly, life wasn't gentle at all, to be
honest.
Where
did you migrate from?
From Vietnam.
Okay.
So, to be honest, generating income kind of arranged the situation, but believe in it was getting too easy. In 2008, after a relationship, I became single mom and quickly had to find a way out to go through that struggle. First my mom, then my son. How was I about to handle all that? So I insulated myself to work from bad influences, and which allow me to discover myself more than meet and make new connections to help me move on to new life and goals. So that's how I get into the nail industry.
Did you have family or friends in the United States, Jade?
I do have my grandma, my aunt, and I came here with my mom. So pretty much it.
Wow. I like the part where you said you insulated yourself from you know, I guess things that were going on around you that could have kept you from obtaining your goals. That must have been hard to do.
Yeah, it's hard. But like I said, you know, those bad influences in the past allowed me to discover myself and make me where I'm at right now. I always tell myself that, no matter how hard it was in the past, if you set your heart and your goal into it, you can only make it.
That's true. Very true. Yeah. Tell us then what got you into the nail industry when you got to the United States.
So after I got my manicurist license, I began to work in a small nail salon, like in Minnesota. And experiencing more failures, like learning from the mistake from the former boss. So I think there's gonna be a way to become, you know, better. I wasn't really into nails at first because it wasn't what I wanted. I wanted it. I went to school for it, got the license, and only worked as a regular manicurist, like doing manicure and pedicure. So I started to buy my own equipment, my own nail art stuff, and practice in my spare time in that salon that I used to work at. And that's how I, you know, get myself deeper into nails and nail art.
So what kind of things did you discover when you started playing on your own with products away from the salon?
I learned and discovered many different ways to manipulate my tool. And I can actually use different type of tools to create different type of designs. And, and I figured out that is the way that, you know, it could make me more income. It even make me more motivated to get more into it.
Absolutely. So, I bet that.
Yeah, pretty much you get paid to do what you love. And also tell myself, like, time that if you love what you do, you will never have to work a day in your life. And that's, you know, yeah, of course you're not working.
So let me ask you, you had said that you hoped to be as good as your former boss. You were fortunate enough to work for somebody who treated you well?
Yes. In the first year when I started my career, my former workers, they don't really like to share what they know and teach you anything. And then I switched from that very first salon to a different salon that was very, like, nearby my house at that time. And she was very kind to me. She showed me, she teach me a lot of stuff. And she's just like, do it. I didn't even know how to do acrylic at first. And she's just like, okay, here's the client. You just do it. I will fix it. She just put me on the spot. So I just have to file it. Keep filing. I was so nervous. My hand was all sweating. And
yeah, I bet. She was sweet to you, but she threw you to the dogs.
Because of that, I learned. Because I didn't learn anything else, and no one willing to help me to learn from the mm-hmm. previous salon I used to work at. And I cannot find the resource to get more continuing education or workshop to, you know, better myself. And she is the only opportunity I had. So I always remember that, even though it was a little dangerous, but I got it.
So where did you go? What did you do to become better and to seek this knowledge? What you know, it wasn't available to you, but where did you go to get it?
I actually, like I said, I, you know, due to the social media growing, and so I actually going to get on Facebook and start to type up like workshop or nail education and stuff like that, just like some silly hashtag or like keywords. And the very first class I found out was from Hillary. She's one of the crystal culture stylists. So I mm-hmm. took that class and I asked her, how can I become like you? And she said that there's going to be a class for crystal culture stylists in LA, September 2014, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I asked her for the contact information, and that's where I got Gina's information, Gina Silvestro. Mm-hmm. And that's how I got it. I got to that class, and I get there, and I saw Gina work with gel, and, you know, I was amazed by her skill and her personality. She was so humble, and I mm-hmm. wanted to be like her too. And I want to learn new stuff and bring it back to Minnesota, where I couldn't really find anything like that. And I asked Gina, how can I become like you? And then she offered me another class to become SN certified educator. And that's how I start my, you know, like expand my knowledge and also my skills.
Well, I think that's fantastic, you know, and you just happen to luck into a group of really great people because, you know, that's what it's all about. It's about finding the people that, you know, you want to be more like, That's what you do, is you surround yourself with people that you want to be more like. And, you know, they, Gina is very humble, and Hillary Fry is really phenomenal, talented nail technician as well. So I'm glad that you got in with the right group, and it sounds like you're doing well. Can you tell us that you had been published in Nail Pro magazine? How did that feel? And tell us a little bit more about that.
I think right now I figured out is like if you submit your work in to the I think the Nail Pro magazine, they will pick out the work that, you know, they like feature, more of like being featured in the magazine. Like when you submit your work,
right,
and then like your work, and then they feature your work in the magazine.
And how did it make you feel when you saw it? Yeah.
Pardon me?
What was that like for you when you saw your work featured in the magazine?
Yeah, that was the very first time of my life. I was super excited. And I don't know what to say no more, and I want to keep that up. I want to have my work be featured, not just in Nail Pro magazine, but also, you know, like anywhere, any type of, like, you know, popular or famous or well-known magazine out there.
Right.
Yeah.
She needs to think about next top nail artist.
Right, exactly. That's
have you thought about that, Jade?
Yes, I actually submitted my my work and my video. I wasn't chosen at first, but I would try again. I think because at that time my video wasn't that great. So
you know, your work is definitely good enough to be in that group of people.
Yeah, sure, I will try again. I think this time I'm ready, so I will try again. And if any other nail competition, I would love to join as well.
Yeah, for sure.
What motivated you to move forward with your focus of creating your own salon?
So after I attended to a lot of different workshops to update to for continuing education at, for myself, can you repeat the question again for me, please?
Sure. What was your motivation to go and create your own salon? What was the deciding factor that made you decide, I'm going to do my own?
Yeah. So, like I said, you know, after joining all the workshops and stuff like that, it makes me feel way better, and I know that I can do much more. So I take that motivation from all the great people and the connection that I met in my life. I always wanted to have my own salon because learning from mistakes from all the former bosses that I used to work with, I want it to be different. I want to focus more on handling safety, sanitation, and, you know, really, like, respect the laws and rules and make a studio that, you know, exclusive, just, you know, focusing on that and not just nail art only, not just, like, good-looking nails, but all the other things as well.
Well, I think that's it's great to hear you say that. I think that every nail technician needs to focus on, you know, those types of things. We know that in our industry, you know, the Asian population in the nail industry is just, I mean, by default, they are the majority. And, you know, a lot of people complain constantly about they feel like they're in competition with all of the Asian salons on, you know, every corner. How did you decide that you were going to position yourself within your city, in your salon? How did you say, you know, I don't want people to think I'm just another salon on the corner? What were some of the main things that you did? You talked a little bit about sanitation and rules. Can you tell us a little bit more about what you did there that helped set you apart?
Yeah. First of all, what set me really apart from other, you know, competition nail salon around me, or especially in Minnesota, that is I put my love into it. Like I said, you know, you can only make it big if you love what you do. And I put my love and passion into it. And also, you know, the patient is very important. I make sure that I explain to, even though I have one client, I used to have only one client per week, but I you know, I try to be patient, and I try to educate my client. Whoever I have, I just have to educate that person to make that person know how important it is to really, like, do their research, go into a certain salon, either beauty, you know, like beauty salon or nail salon, and I tell them how important it is to, you know, about the health, safety, sanitation, and explain to them if you go into the salon and you don't see the nail tech or, you know, wash their hands or tell you to go wash your hands, then you should leave that nail salon. And unfortunately, that most of the salon out there, they're like that. Or they just, you know, you see reuse buffer and file. You know, basically, I try my best to educate my clients, and it's up to them to make their own decision to come back or not. And I'm not afraid of, you know, like, money. To me, it's not an issue. I can always work a different job to make more money. But, the main point is you have to focus on what you love to do, and money will come. That's my, you know, first thing I ever, you know, I always keep that in mind. I started on my own, and then I only have myself as a nail tech in my studio, and I don't have the clientele as, like, walk-in clientele to make myself out there. I choose the other way that sets the patient and doing good work and put the love into it, and that's how I make it.
Well, you know what? I think that's really the fact that you talked about rules and sanitation and educating the client is really important. And being just you in your salon, we would love to talk to you a little bit more about how you're marketing yourself, but we're going to take a little commercial break here. And sure. We'll also ask if anybody in the chat room, if anybody has any questions for you. How's that sound?
Sure.
Okay. And awesome. we'll be right back with Jade.
Splitting, thin, damaged nails. As much as we try to keep our clients' nails looking gorgeous, sometimes they just need more. Before, we never had a way to fix things. But now, there's IBX by Famous Names. IBX forms an interpenetrating polymer network inside the nail where treatment doesn't just sit on top. IBX creates strength from within, helping to repair splits and toughen weak nails. Give your clients stronger, smoother, and healthier nails. For more information, visit www.ibxnails.com.
Since 1981, Essie has become the USA's premier nail salon expert. Essie's incredible palette of colors, long-wearing professional formula, innovative nail care line, and luxurious spa services reflect the care and expertise that comes from being in a relationship with nail techs for over 30 years. Learn more about Essie at your local distributor or at Essie.com.
Do you have an angel on your shoulder? Associated Nail Professionals wants to be the guardian angel for you and your business. As an ANP member, we'll help you to build and retain clientele, watch webinars with industry leaders, build a professional website, get a subscription to Nails or Viet Salon magazine, and enjoy 40-plus member-only discounts. You'll also receive the nail industry's most comprehensive liability insurance that will protect you from lawsuits. Even if you are not at fault, court costs alone can be devastating. Becoming a member is easy. Call 1-888-716-2727 or visit nailprofessional.com. Associated Nail Professionals, isn't it time you join us?
All right. Okay, we are back. So, Ellen, I know you had a question for Jade. Let me make sure she's on the line here. There you go. Jade?
Yes.
Okay, we're back.
Hi, Jade. So one of the things you mentioned that was really important to you was following the laws and rules and sanitation protocols. And I'm wondering, were you finding that the other salons you worked at, were they following the laws and rules and sanitation protocols?
You asked me if all the salons I used to work for follow the protocol, right?
Yes.
Okay. To be honest, I don't, you know, people will hate me for being honest. I don't try to put anyone down right now, right here. But to be honest, yes, I would say most of the time, I don't mention the salon, but when the story about me, like, I used to work in a salon that even though I want to go wash my hands, they said, don't wash your hands too much because it's waste of my water and paper towel. I was like, no.
Oh. Wow.
And then I want to wash my tool, like cleanse and disinfect it. You mean like, you know, cleanse and disinfect, not just rinse with water. They say, no, we don't do that here. Just use a piece of lime or lemon to rub on it and just put it back in the box. And, you know, we've been, I say, why you do that? You know, it could cause infection, fungus, and all that kind of disease. The owner said, well, I've been operating my business for years. There's nothing happened, so deal with it. So mm-hmm. I've been jumping salons to salons, trying to find the good one to work, you know, with. Even though I used to work for a salon that called themselves, or like even number one rating as a luxury nail salon in the entire, you know, state, but they still do the same thing like other salons. So that's the reason why the motivation that make me want to start my own studio and to show people how to get, you know, how to really like, you know, get your nails done the proper way and how to really get a luxury nail service, not just get your nails pretty and you don't know what you get.
Yeah, the basics.
Know,
right.
Yes.
Well, you know what? I just want to applaud you for being an immigrant and coming to this country and learning a trade and realizing that you stepped up your game and what you were being taught was not correct.
Yes, thank you.
I think we're all taught that.
I found the applause button.
I know. Well, it's in our state. It obviously was in your state licensing test, all these things that you had to learn, and why they get skipped and followed is just, it just becomes a practice, I think, sometimes. So the fact that you stepped out of that box, I just think is fantastic, Jade.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I'm trying hard to be better every day.
Well, that's all you can do. So talk to us a little bit about your marketing. You know, I know social media is very big. It plays a huge part in many of our businesses, and especially Facebook. And, you know, your practice with letting people know, do you do anything other than social media?
Most of the time my clientele is word of mouth. And I also get into Instagram, and I got a lot of clients from Instagram by doing hashtag and post all of my posts on the busy, like the traffic time when people get on Instagram the most. And I also create a Google Plus account for my business. And that's how when people look up, you know, like a certain hashtag or something, and your name, like your business will pop up. So I think, yeah, Instagram is very important right now, and even Twitter. I still don't get how Twitter works, but every post I post on Instagram, I always link to my Twitter account. And I do get a lot of, like, people follow and share my posts on Twitter.
Well, your work is really beautiful, so I can see why they would follow you and share. Tell us a little bit about licensed nail instructor. That's part of your list of many talents, but also education. So tell us about that.
Yes, after being creating my own nail studio, I feel like I need to be out there and help all the nail techs. With the rural health safety sanitation knowledge, so I decided to go back to teach my 38 hours of continuing education, and I took my board exam and I got my instructor license. And I think The association I'm working with right now is called Salon Spa Professional Association. So they lack instructors for their for our continuing education, which is required by the state. So I accidentally became one of the two only nail instructor for the state of Minnesota, and they need licensed instructor like me to join the team to help them with all the classes, and that's how I get on board. And I think it's very important. Every time I teach or co-teach a 4-hour continuing education class, I always see the faces that I used to work with and stuff like that. And you know, I'm glad to be the translator for the for Vietnamese people, and also explain to them what they don't get. And plus, you know, our classes just are in English, and I'm glad that I'm there to help them.
That's great.
Wow. Yeah. Really
that's
great.
That's needed, and that's great.
Yeah. I mean, that alone right there, I think that, the newer generation of Vietnamese and Koreans are speaking English. I mean, they're taking over their parents' salon, and they definitely, I can see a change happening in our industry. I can tell that, you know, the heat has been on them for a long time now, and they don't want to be recognized as one of those dirty corner salons. So I'm watching a trend right now, and I think it's pretty fantastic. But let me ask you, your bio says that you are also a celebrity nail artist. So can you share with us a little, you know, bit of information about that?
Yes, I first started. I mean, when I had my old studio in St. Paul, Minnesota. Right now, I'm located in Roseville, Minnesota. So at my old studio, I have one fashion designer. He discovered me, and he asked me to collaborate a photo shoot for the Black Month History photo shoot with all superstars, from rappers to hip-hop star to the news anchor, you know, like the host of the show from Channel 5. I don't really know much about celebrities. All I know is just sitting myself in the studio like 12 hours a day. But I know those people, they are popular because he told me so. So I started with them, and then I was recognized by one of his friends, the fashion designer friend. She found me, and she said that, you know, with the type of talent and being humble like you and, you know, a great person like you, you need to go further and you need to see meet the right people and the connection. So she said she's the one. And she took me to an event in Chicago. It's called the Scripps Network. That network is included all the famous people from the Food Channel. So I've been doing them to them.
Awesome.
And people behind, like the millionaire people that host that, you know, like invest into that channel. And I did like Mr. T's nails, the Property Brothers nail. Who else? Suddenly,
that's
I don't
pretty
remember.
Cool.
But, yeah,
that's
some people.
Cool. I love it.
They have that event in Chicago, in New York, and in Minneapolis. So I will be there and keep doing it. Like, they do it every year, so I'll be doing their nails every year.
How That's many awesome. People do you have working in your salon?
Just myself right now.
Wow. Okay. No, I feel you. I've been there for a long time, and you know, just working day and night and all the, you know, the 12 hours a day, and eventually you've got to train somebody. You got to take them just like, you know, they did you, and throw them to the customers and say, get busy.
Yes. I mean, I'm working on extension. But the thing is, like you said, a lot of new generation right now, when they come to me, they assume that they know everything. They know everything. So when I tell them just to try to paint nails, they couldn't even get it right with the regular nail polish. And I said, okay, if I hire you, I have to train you from scratch. And right. They thought, you know, I was trying to hide my skill from them. And I said, no, it's not like that. So, until I find the right person, I don't really, like, want to, you know, take risks and hire just anybody. I want to hire a person. You know, they don't have to have good skill. The skill can be trained.
Oh,
but
yes.
I want them to have the personality, the right mentality. So
yes, the right integrity and personality.
Yeah,
exactly.
And love for, to make it.
So
hard is it for you to get clients in your chair, being the only person and really almost feeling like what you've worked in and you know what's out there to let people know you're different? What are you doing to get clients in your chair and how are you telling them you're different?
Okay, so that is like one of my overall marketing techniques. I select my customers carefully. I do not service everyone, which my word of mouth marketing get really strong. Customers can choose to not buy, just like businesses can choose to not sell their services.
Right.
I like that.
So
you don't take everybody. You're picky, and you pick the right caliber of client that fits you and your business. I think that's something that people need to pay attention to. I mean, this is a valuable information. Can't just take every single solitary person who wants to, you know, your services. Right, Ellen? I mean,
exactly.
I'm there.
But
I can tell.
Her nail art is amazing. And if you see somebody out and about, and this is for anybody that really loves doing nail art, you see somebody out and about and they've got nail art on, compliment their nail art, look at it, ask them where they're going, you know, ask them to be your client, invite them to come to your salon for some nail art. That's kind of, you know, reaching out. Our job is very social. It isn't just mechanical. And that's a big part of getting clients is stepping out and asking for them.
Right.
Right. Like that. Well, I think that, understanding this, that part where you had mentioned about, you know, not you choose your clients very carefully. You know, a lot of times you can just tell just by having conversation with them on the telephone. Now, tell me, what do you do when a local nail professional wants to come in and get her nails by you? Are you immediately, do the red flags go up? And are you immediately suspicious that they want to know what you know? Are you like, yeah, come on in. I'll do your nails and tell you whatever you want to know. How do you handle that?
Oh, I'm pretty open. You know, this is like not like I never done any a local nail tech nail. There's a few of them. I know some of them they're listening to. They know. They came to me Pamela. She's one of the IBX educator. She came to me and get nails done. Yeah. So, you know, like one time Nelly, he wanted it to come in, but I was out of the country in August, last August. I'm pretty open. I'm not afraid of anything. I'm willing to share if they want to learn. But like I said, I can share to you. You cannot copy my style or you cannot make it if you don't put your time and the love to practice.
Well, I think that's great. I think that, you know, a lot of times I get asked a question a lot, Jade. They say, such and such, you know, a girl down the street, and I know that she's coming in and she just wants to see my products and see what I use. How should you deal with that? And like you, I'm very open. Just because I share everything and tell them, you know, yeah, look, I use this product, I buy it here, and oh gosh, I can't believe all the new stuff that's out on the market and blah, blah. I get so excited about telling them. Pretty soon, they're so overloaded with all the information that I have to tell them that I don't even think they know where to start. I mean, they've just like, you know what I mean? They get really like, wow, but I think that you do a lot better by being open and sharing, because just because you tell them doesn't mean that they're going to go back and do what you do or take any of your clientele away from you, because there's a lot, there's enough to go around.
Yes. Yeah, I don't really have anyone to come in and make me feel uncomfortable. If they do in the future, I can just decline them from the next appointment or so. Because, you know, when people, they ask you some crazy question, even over the phone, you can tell why that person really want to come in and get nails done or just trying to get information from you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like
absolutely.
I said, I'm pretty listening, and I'm not afraid of anything. So they can just come in and listen.
Well, I can tell because your cancellation policy absolutely mirrors mine. You take a credit card or a debit card in order to hold the reservation, and you require a 48 hours notice for cancellation. So do I. And if they give you that 48 hours, then you don't charge them. But if it's less than 48 hours, you charge them 100%. And you know what?
Yeah.
I applaud you for that, because I've been doing that for probably like 7, 8, 9 years now. And it was something that nobody had really would dare do. And the fact that you're doing it, it sets you apart in the sense that it's, you know, this is the psychology of our industry right here. The psychology of doing nails says, this is how I think and feel about myself and my business. This is how important my time is. And because I will respect you, you will have to respect me. So what happens if you get really sick and, you know, you sound like a hard worker, like, you know, many of us. I work sick a lot, but if I cannot be there, it's really an emergency and I can't be there. What do you do? Do you give your client a service for free the next time you see them?
No, I don't really need services. I will give them a discount or I still charge the same price for that service, but then give them something extra on the side. I don't do free services because, yeah, that's business.
Yeah, no, I meant if you 48 hours, if you don't give your customer 48 hours, you ask them for it. If you don't give them 48 hours notice and you cancel on them at the last minute, how is it? How do you handle it is my question.
If I cancel, I believe that I will reimburse them. I will give them back the money within 48 hours. And unless they want to keep the appointment, other than that, I just have to offer them, hey, you know, I will give you a refund that I couldn't make it. So if they want to keep it and reschedule, it's fine. That's
right.
Their choice. You know, I give them the opportunity to make the decision.
Yeah.
So Jade, let me ask you now. You know, you've stepped out of the box because you've continued your education and realized you needed to make changes. Do you try, and you're doing a lot of education now, do you like to market to the Vietnamese community specifically?
You mean like market all the workshops and stuff?
Any of your workshops or education that you do, learning what you've learned, do you try and pass that on and teach a class in proper protocols or along with your art or crystal culture classes, anything like that?
Yes, I actually advertised my classes a few times. It seems like people still don't get what it is. I think they're not ready for it. I've been advertising my classes. I think they're just not ready for it, but I'm open. If ever they want to take classes, I'm willing to, you know, book an appointment, a date, and just take them in.
Are you going to the Texas show?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
Really?
Yes, I am.
Have you gotten a Tech Talk ticket yet?
Actually, Gina got that cover for me, so I just have to bring myself there.
Oh, so, well, that's great. I didn't know you were coming. I think that's fantastic.
I just think it's so important at these Tech Talk events that we hear from the different cultures. And, you know, I hopefully we'll have some Hispanic nail techs and Vietnamese nail techs, because Viet Salon is also a host of this. And
yes,
really kind of see where our boundaries are and where our industry needs to go. So I'm very happy to hear that you're going to be there.
Yes, I'm very happy. I'm going to see you in person, finally.
Well, that's so exciting. Y'all, I had no idea that she was going to – my brain has been so busy and fried on trying to get this show together. And it was like, I think I'd asked you once before if you'd come on the show, but you kind of were like, me? But I said, why? And I said, because you're so inspiring. Because
absolutely inspiring.
I love your posts. I love how upbeat you are. I love that, you know, you are not atypical, and you know, you are a great role model for our industry. And I think that is fabulous, and we need more role models like you.
Thank you for the good words.
You're welcome. And we would love to have you back on Nail Talk Radio again. Can you tell me what advice would you give a new nail technician just entering the business? What advice would you give her or him?
For advices for all the techs, new techs in the industry, what it takes for them to stay positive, basically, is to not think about the past. Instead, think about how to make yourself become better. Get yourself.
I just love you, Jade. I mean, you are like one of the most inspiring people, coming from what you've come from and never giving up and always looking forward. I just find you a very, you know, breath of fresh
refreshing.
Air.
Refreshing. Yeah, it's really refreshing. I love it.
Thank you.
And what advice would you give to a tech that's maybe stuck in their ways, that, you know, like you experienced, that they won't let them wash their hands, or they won't let them, you know, disinfect their implements when they know they're supposed to? What would you say to somebody that's in that situation?
I would say right now, if they listen to this interview today, they should reach out to me. I will find a way to help them.
That's amazing.
I will try my best to help them, because I've been helping a lot of Vietnamese nail tech. They message me, they ask questions about laws and rules, they ask questions about how they name, you know, make their prices and stuff. All of that knowledge, I've been taking workshops to get all this, you know, that information. So I give it back to them, and I also say, hey, let's join me with this workshop or this nail event or a beauty event. You will learn much more. I'm just going to tell you, I give you general information, but it's up to you. If you want to make the change, buy a ticket and make it to the show.
Yeah, there you go.
That's true.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, is that if, you know, these people, they know if they feel it in their heart or in their gut that there's something wrong, then there is usually something wrong. So if you know that you have to make that change, if you know that there's something, that just reach out to somebody that you can talk to, like, you know, like Jade or me or Ellen or any one of us that you see, and we're happy to help out for sure. All right. Well, then we are excited about next week coming up and seeing you and, of course, Gina and, you know, the whole gang. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to having a big show, and so glad that you can be in attendance for the first annual. And we look forward to meeting you in person.
Me
Absolutely.
Too.
Yeah. Yes.
Give you a big hug, girl.
Me too.
Yes.
Me too. Me too. I'm going to give you a big
She's
hug.
She's amazing. I have a lot of respect for you, Jade, too.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, darling. Well, thank you so much for coming on Nail Talk Radio. You'll come back on again, won't you?
Yes, I definitely will. Since today, I was a little nervous, but I think I did fine.
Oh,
yes,
you did great. You did great. We're still nervous over here on this end after 6 years, so don't worry about it.
I share today will help other techs and open, you know, I hope that they open their ears and reach out for help. If they reach out to me, if I cannot help, I will reach out for someone that can help and will answer their questions.
Very good.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you at the roundtable for Tech Talk and getting you connected with Nails Magazine and Viet Salon. And I think that there might be a little partnership there that you can help do some things in the right direction for this industry.
Yeah, I know, for sure, for sure.
Yes, I hope that I can help much more.
Yep,
I think you will.
Well, we'll just connect you with the right people, as if Gina doesn't already have all those connections. But you know what? Nail Talk Radio has a few of their own.
Yes, I need a new connection. I want to keep my new connection, make new connections.
always make new connections and build new bridges. All right, well, Jade, thanks so much, and we hope you have a great evening, and we will see you next week.
Thank you very much. Thank you again for having me, and you have a wonderful day.
Okay.
Thank you, Jade.
Sweetheart.
Let's remind people that Jade's website is www.jncstudio.com.
Mm-hmm.
And what else?
And
she's got a YouTube channel.
I love the fact that she's got on her website, share the love button. And it's just a great way to talk about, you know, getting gift certificates and getting people to share her information. But she has, let's see, what is her, I think I have to find
JNC Studio is her Instagram and Twitter. And then Periscope, it's JNC Studio Nails.
There you go. All right.
So she is all over the place. I mean, if you need help, she said, reach out to her, and she is more than welcome, you know, more than happy to help you.
There you go. Well, before we wrap this up, I want to tell you that Exclusive Nail Coutures has a new monomer, and it smells like bubble gum. And, you know, leave it up to Max Estrada. He loves his bubble gum smelling scented
because it's pink. That's why.
Yeah, gel polish. Yeah, he's all about the pink. So you're going to have to check him out. He will also be at the best little nail show in Texas. So stop
but
by
he
his
won't.
Booth.
His
but
group
he won't.
Will be there, but not
That's
Max.
That's right. Well, I have to tell you, Max Estrada has been instrumental in helping me deal with the Scorpion Cartel for 6 months now. And I am finally on Saturday going to have in my hands 200 mini teen 90 little scorpions. And we have the local press coming in to cover the scorpion manicure. So I'm pretty stoked about that.
Funny.
Yeah.
You know, I got to say
one
thing about Max's products. I think he was one of the first to put the actual color of the gel polish underneath a little plastic bubble on top of the bottle.
Yeah, and that's genius.
It was. I saw that.
So
and went,
simple,
what?
You know, the obvious.
Years
but I'm
ago.
So glad that he. Yeah, I know. I tell you, his black and his white in his gel polish line are my go-to gel polishes. I love them very much. Now, we also want to tell you that we are super excited about seeing Buddy Sims and the Tats Nail, Tats Printer Imager. I have one, and I'll be carting it up to the show, so I think they're probably going to have two. And they have a booth there, and we've been talking about something that they have going on that they're going to be launching at the show. It's top secret. Can't really tell you about it, but you're going to want to stop by and find out what's happening at the Tats Printer Imager booth.
Well, I'll have to check that out for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
So most of the education classes are dominated by heavy chemical vapors and a lot of dust. So
you better believe it. Have you ever been in an education class at a trade show that didn't stink?
No.
No, I mean,
it's
we'll
pretty bad.
Our...
Even at the retreat, when we were doing competition and stuff,
oh,
that room
yeah.
it's bad. So tell us what's going to happen at Bessel Nail Show Texas, because there's something special here.
Yeah, we're pretty stoked. Aerovex Systems is outfitting our classrooms with their source capture, the dual arm, the new generation with the dual arm source capture machine, six of them, and six of the Salon Era purifiers. And, you know, those are called the one that works, and they're called that for a reason. Did you happen to see the photos that I posted of the one that I have, my room unit Salon Air Purifier? It's in my salon. Did you see the dust on the outside of the unit? It was so incredible. It sits right next to my new nail tech station, Gabby Ortega. And this is where all of her dust is going. She's waiting to get her source capture, but right now this sits right next to her. And I went over there and took a look at that filter on the outside, and it was like white, like solid white, and then really heavily concentrated in one area. And when I say sitting next to her, I mean, there's, you know, 4 feet between her and, or 5 feet maybe between her and the unit. So it is pulling the dust out of the air. And, you know, that unit will cover 3 full-time nail technicians working with acrylic in 1,000 square feet. That's pretty serious. So they're going to have them at the show, and they're going to have them in the education classrooms, so that you'll be able to smell the difference and feel that there's, you know that the air is a lot cleaner. Now, one of the best parts about this whole thing is they're going to be offering $500 off both units. Yes. So you're going to be able to get
how many total units? Six?
Six of each, and it's first come, first serve. So when those doors open up on Saturday, if you're not, you know, coming out of Doug Shoon's class on Saturday morning, the doors open up at 10 a.m., and you better hurry on over, because Doug Shoon's going to be discussing salon air purification and everything that's going on with that. So the unit, the one that works, is normally $895. It's going to be $395. And the latest generation of Healthy Air Slim Nails Source Capture System with those dual intake arms. I only have one with one arm, but that one is going to be $535. So that's pretty amazing. And the shipping is only $50. So you definitely want to get your hands on one of those.
That's a steal. Somebody's going to get a really good deal there. But I think it's great that everyone will be able to actually walk into a classroom and see that it's working. Or see
that's
how
right.
well it works.
Well, actually, they're going to be in 3 classrooms. 3.
Well, exactly.
The fourth one is not going to have anything. So you'll really be able to tell the difference.
But, you see them on the show floor and whatnot. But this is going to be in a room working in, you know, what might be a salon setting. And so I think it's fantastic that people are going to actually get to see it in a working environment and see
that's
how
right.
well it works.
And they're brand new machines, by the way, and this is also the first time this has ever been done at a trade show. All right, so you can find Aerovex Systems on our website. There's a big, gigantic banner there. You can press that and go right on over to their website, or you can just go to aerovexsystems.com. All right, so we do have Braden. He's called in. I guess we gave him time to eat something and relax a little bit, or maybe he was gargling with Listerine. Is that you, Braden? Are you on the line?
It is. Good evening. How is everybody today?
We're doing nice. Great. So tell us all about it.
Oh, it was a fantastic day. I was in at the Nail Pro Pasadena show working with Nailebrity. Today was the first official launch of the Celebrity program, so it was quite an exciting day for Elaine Watson, her husband, Mr. Nailebrity Mike, and myself. It was a great day. I've got about a half a voice left. It was an incredible day. We were swamped all day long doing the take two demos and explaining the new program. So it was a great day. It was a very busy show for the Nail Pro show here in Pasadena. It was a good day all around, I think, for everybody. The Famous Names crew was there. Atwood was right next to us with another celebrity, Lisa. So it was a great day.
Wow. That's fantastic. How many people would you estimate that you guys saw?
I think overall there had to be about 1,500 at the show, I would think. Definitely a busy day. Yep,
wow.
And it was steady all day long from the time the show to floor opened until the time it was time for teardown. So it was a great day.
So give us the scoop. Was Elaine happy with the performance of Take Two at this show?
I think Elaine was very happy. I think we were all very happy at how it turned out. It was. I think we're all a bit exhausted. I think we're all sort of falling asleep in the car right now. But it was a very good day, I think, all around.
Well,
not just for Nail Ebony, but I think for all of the vendors. I think everyone was having a great day. The Light Elegance team was directly across from us, and I know they were busy all day long. The Famous Names family were great. Dazzle Dry was there, Vivian and her crew. All doing great business today. So it was nice to see. It's always nice to see a show perform that well. And you know, every vendor that I talk to that's going to be at the best Lil Nail show in Texas is really looking forward to it. It's always fun to be able to tell your friends and coworkers, really, we'll see you next weekend, and we all will. So we're all looking forward to the Houston show next weekend.
Wow. Great. Sounds like a fantastic time, and you are you know, it's obvious why everybody likes Braden, isn't it, Ellen? He's such a great
guy. Of course,
guy.
I heard little Dougie likes you.
Yeah.
Mr. Dougie and I have kind of a bromance going on. Yeah. I'm good friends with Mr. Dougie. He's Elaine's dog. One of Elaine's dogs. She's got Lily and Daisy too, and they're all sweethearts. But Dougie and I have a special bond. I don't know, it's something special.
You're a dog person, so we figured that was
I am a dog person for sure.
Oh, I know.
One last question. You guys did save some product to bring with you to the Texas show, right? Go ahead.
Take Two was selling so fast that we did basically sell out of our stock, but Elaine is going to be busy throughout the night and throughout the next couple of nights making more and busy packing, so she'll have plenty. For all of the Texas,
she's sold out. That is amazing.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Yep, it was pretty close. It was a great day. And also, Alan, I have to give you so much credit. The business cards and the T-shirts, everything was so fantastic. You are incredible at what you do. So,
thank you.
If anybody needs any printing at all, be sure to contact Ellen because she is a rock star.
Right.
To
half
Arizona,
my shop is packed up in a storage unit until I get my house sold and moved.
But nope, she's an incredible asset. So if you need anything printed after Ellen is settled in Arizona, be sure that you get in touch with her. I'm so sad that I'm missing the show with you guys. I know, Ellen, you're doing a great job in the co-hosting tonight. And Athena, I can't wait to see everyone in Houston next week. I think for now, I'm going to go into bed.
And Elaine both need to listen back to the show because Jade is an amazing guest and very inspirational. So please listen back to that archive and convince Elaine to do that as well.
I can't wait. And I know it's going to be on the Facebook page, so I can't wait.
Okay. Well, have a good one and have a safe trip home, Braden. We'll see
travel
you next
safe.
Week.
All right.
This next
love
week.
You guys. I'll see you in Houston.
Love you too. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Ellen. Well, that brings us to the end of the show tonight. I'm glad that we got Braden on and, you know, got to hear that all the fabulousness that's going over at the Pasadena show. And it's great. Nails only shows are great.
They are. Yeah. And for more information on these and all of the other stories we covered tonight, check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/nailtalkradio. And that's where you'll find a list of every link and every article we discussed tonight.
Well, usually anyway, we'll have to see. So what kind of outro? Are we happy? Are we happy or we got a good feeling?
We have a good feeling tonight.
Okay. I got a good feeling too. I got a good feeling for next week. All right. That's it from everybody here at Nail Talk Radio's crew. We want to say goodnight and we'll catch y'all next week.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
All right. There's no place like home.
No place like home. A place like my bed after
Listen.
Pressure washing and painting for 2 days.
You better bring those boots and that cowboy hat next week.
I don't have one, but I'm trying to find some boots. I am.
Okay. All right. Well, we're out of here. Peace.
All right. Good night.